I knew it had to be a relation. I go, man, he's got to be.
Yeah, I've got four brothers. Tell him that. I've got four brothers and two sisters.
Yeah. You just change the first name on the sign?
Yes, we should have done. They could have saved him some money. We should have just said
we're calling the public safety meeting to order. It is now 3 o'clock. We are calling the public safety meeting to order. Roll call show that Miss Judy Kuhn is excused today. She's on vacation. I haven't heard from Mr. Adler, so he may be in before we finish the meeting. There is no one from the public or any public comments. So if you've had an opportunity to view the February minutes, I'll entertain a motion for approval.
So made.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And Mr. Adler has arrived. Animal control, no one here from animal control. Mr. Corner is with us today.
Big guy.
Yes, himself.
Hot dog. Numero uno.
Mr. Corner, good to see you today. Do you have anything for us today, sir? Do you have anything for us today?
I'm sorry for being late.
Oh, no, you're fine.
I do not have anything for you today. I'm just here if anybody's any questions to ask. Thank you.
Are there any questions for the coroner this afternoon?
Did you hear anything about this county in New Jersey? It was in that magazine we had, that cold or whatever, about the heroin problem they're having. It's like blowing us away.
Not aware of it, yeah.
They said it was like one out of every nine people and residents have either taken or overdosed or died. No, it was in New Jersey someplace.
We just went to our seventh heroin overdose today. And we're matching that with our prescription overdoses as well. Nationally, we're doing about 100 deaths a day nationwide with prescription overdoses. It's had enough of them for us.
Probably not going like that.
That's okay. Thank you, Mr. Corner. The Sheriff's Office.
Nothing new.
We do have a request from the Sheriff's Office for a panic button upgrade. And it's, would you like to, one of you give us an overview on what this is
sure,
about?
Sure, I'll refer to Jeff Coach.
Okay, Jeff.
This is an upgrade to our current panic button system. The county has purchased and been running since about 2009. The current panic button system works on what looks like a garage door open type system with a wireless remote, and there's a couple of them for an office. Have had requests for more
for you or for her?
For security. So what we've done, came up with a proposal where we turn every phone into a panic button. This could be a two-button process. So anywhere there's a new Cisco phone, you'll be able to, you know, request help. The system also is going to allow us to send messages to the phone. So if we have a building evacuation for whatever reason, a lockdown for something or whatever reason, we can do that. There's also the capability to integrate into digital signage. The courthouse is adding digital signage, so if we had some type of tornado warning, something like that, we could bring it up to the digital signage board. Really, that's it. If there's any questions I can answer. It utilizes our current infrastructure we have and our current phone system and stuff.
Okay, now is that different than, like, there's an incident going on and there's a lockdown in the office? Are these two different systems?
No, this could alert the do a lockdown. Right now, there's currently nothing that I know of in place to actually notify an office to do a lockdown.
Okay.
This could let the offices know to lockdown. The other thing neat about it is it has something that's called it's a 911 feature door. We can set it up. If anybody dials 911, it can ring and notify the court security and let them eavesdrop on the call so they know somebody's calling 911, because these guys are medical responders. They know CPR, that kind of stuff. So if somebody's having some cardiac issues or something,
right,
not only can they be waiting for the EMS people to get them there quicker, they could also maybe go help. Because right now, the way the system's set up, if somebody calls 911, there's a chance they just might show up at the door and like, what are you doing here? Well, right, we need to get to this room number. We could actually alert them ahead of time with the technology.
Okay.
How much is it?
Okay, it's for $18,065. And it's an IP session device license, a one-year maintenance.
One-year maintenance is included. Currently, we have like 250 panic buttons throughout just the administration building, the CJC, and the courthouse. This also is going to allow us to branch off and cover every county building, since every county building that has the county phone system. So even like a Wood River, we can make, if they push a panic button, call Wood River Police. We can have, you know, the community development can call Eversville Police, that kind of stuff. So it's to expand out on that. And it's going to be more like 1,000 licenses, I think, is what we're going to get up to. So,
What's the ongoing, like, so this is a year, I guess,
this is a one-time license fee for $18,000. Okay. The maintenance, don't quote me on this, will probably be under $5,000 a year after that.
Well, it's a software issue, isn't it?
It's a licensing issue, yes, for what we have.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion is second. Mr. Acidoli?
Aye.
Mr. McRae?
Yes.
Mr. Atwood?
Aye.
Mr. Roberts?
Yes.
And Mr. Milan?
Aye.
So moved. Do you have anything else for us today? Are there any questions for the sheriff's office? If no questions, thank you. License investigator.
Yes, we had a situation at the Sunset Inn Tavern where the sheriff was called out there because of a fight, and the fight had dispersed when they got there, but the bartender was uncooperative with the sheriff's deputies. So in response to that, we sent a warning letter, which I hand-carried, and talked with the owners of the tavern. They are very upset about that happened with the bartender. And the bartender had been there for several years. And they then came and talked with Sheriff John Lakin because of the problem that they were concerned. And they, John Lakin, discussed that problem with them also, same as I did. And they are very much understanding that was wrong, and they want to make sure that it doesn't happen again. They want to assure me that it's not going to. I think they're okay with that.
Now, this is a special use permit, right? That they're operating under a special use permit?
Yes, correct.
Okay, what's the... we could pull that permit if it gets out of hand again, right?
Yes.
Or suspended or whatever. It's okay.
Is this the first time that you...
It's not the first time we've had an incident for fighting at this location, but it's the first time where our sheriffs were basically not... We work in cooperation from the staff and the establishment, so it's the first time in that regard.
Were the staff arrested for obstruction, or...?
They were not.
This is the one that just... They closed and they reopened or something under new ownership. Is Sunset the history in again?
Sunset. No, they had a fire.
Oh, they had a fire.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Several years back when Nelly was still chairman.
Okay. I thought they just recently changed ownership.
So that was correct. Also.
Okay.
Are there any additional questions on this incident? If not, thank you for that. But we do have 6 amusement licenses here for approval, and I'll ask for a motion to approve these licenses.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
One more thing, Chairman. One of the things we've been doing, we started last year, we're going to do it again this year, is to walk every mobile home park and look at each trailer and park them out and make sure that they're all in compliance.
Yes,
sir.
Okay.
Clear violations. We'd like to get a head start on this year now that the weather's breaking in time for the June renewal process, so we can have all our ducks in a row by that.
They're going to start over there off of old 66.
Yeah, those 3 in particular will be spending a lot of time.
Now, by compliance, what do you mean?
General property maintenance. So, I mean, making sure skirting, is not damaged on the units, if there's any property maintenance on licensed vehicles, just tidying up the park in general. Is what we're looking for. Total compliance won't be feasible for some of these folks, in particular for zoning. A lot of them have a special use permit from 1975 version of the ordinance for a B3 district. So I've been working with the owners to try and get them, incentivize them to come in and rezone. We now have an R6 district,
specifically for mobile home parks. Okay. Some of them are a little leery to do that, and we're not forcing their hand to do so, but anyone who's not zoned R6, and I've been very upfront with the park owners about this, no new permits can come in for a new unit. Basically, what they have can exist until either the use goes away or they've rezoned. Okay. Stone Meadows, if you recall, they went through a hearing here a couple of years ago because they wanted to bring in more units. Right. We went through the zoning process. We tied a lot of conditions to them, got it done. Some of these other ones are still not in zoning conformance, but that doesn't mean they're legal non-conforming uses until they're wanting to expand that use to, and they create the current zoning now. So, in particular, the property maintenance is what we're going to be focusing on when we do the walkthroughs.
Good. Are there additional questions or comments? And may I also have a motion to submit the report for the amusement licenses for the month of February, and there were 11, in the amount of $1,754.
So moved.
Motions, all in favor?
Aye.
And if there are no additional questions for the license investigator, anything else? Nothing else? All right, thank you all. Emergency management.
Yes, the only thing we really have to talk about is we had a exercise on February 26th that we had invited you guys to at the last meeting that was held at the Phillips 66 refinery, and the exercise was very successful. We had several jurisdictions come and participate in that. It was a tabletop. Mr. Robinson was there. And the nice takeaway, one of the nice takeaways that we got from it, besides, of course, exercising mass evacuation due to a plume at the refinery, the regional, or no, it's called the response group, is the group that does the modeling for Phillips 66, and they have software that they have decided to gift emergency management in Madison County for 1 year, so that we'll have that in our EOC. So that was a nice takeaway from that exercise for us. So overall, it was very successful.
Good. Are there any questions?
There's a lot of people there. It really surprised me. There's as many people there as there was. So a lot of fire departments, yeah.
You've had an opportunity to view the purchase order request. May I have a motion for approval?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Assadoy.
Aye.
Mr. McRae.
Yes.
Mr. Athens.
Aye.
Mr. Robinson.
Yes.
And Mr. Milan.
Aye.
There's no one here. No one here from 911. Do we have any new business to come before this committee today? If no new business, I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
Okay, thank you all.